only. Highs of 9 to 12 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
Mastodon! Hey, Ben, are you on Mastodon yet?
I have an account on Mastodon, yeah.
Mastodon! I went on it, but I don't understand it. You need to join, like, server. This is because, of course, Twitter is burning down. Elon Musk destroying it. And there's a lot of talk about this alternate service called Mastodon!
What's that from?
Do you not know what it's from? Ben, do you know what it's from?
No.
Oh, lads.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Mastodon! There are children. No, they're not children. There are people who used to be. There are adults. People who used to be children of a certain age shouting at the radio now going, I know exactly what you're talking about. Mastodon!
He's a type of dinosaur, right?
A mastodon. Oh, hang on. Is a mastodon like a woolly mammoth sort of thing? Look it up there. Look at it.
Oh,
is it? Sure, the only results mastodon. You're going to get on mastodon now is going to be the social media thing.
Mastodon animal.
Yeah.
Google. Enter.
I think it's a woolly mammoth or something similar.
Yes, it looks like a large elephant.
And they used to shout it when they would morph in the mighty Morphin Power Ring.
All right, then.
Morphin time!
By the way, every time I hear Mastodon mentioned on the news, or every time I read the word Mastodon, I shout it in the voice of Mastodon!
All right, then. It's morphin' time!
Which is quite uncomfortable, like if I'm on the train on the way into, or the bus into work, or sitting in the back of a taxi, or in a posh restaurant.
Or in confession.
Yeah. I'm at mass. And I'm flicking through my phone and I see a news article about Mastodon. And the minute I see the word, I go, Mastodon!
Danny in Donegal says, Triceratops!
All right, then. Morphin' time! Dragonsaur!
Mastodon!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
Yeah!
We're back! We're ready to morph into action!
Six, working together to fight evil!
And stop Rita and all her menacing monsters!
Do you remember Rita?
I think there was a serious caffeine issue amongst the paralegals. Serious caffeine issue.
They were just young kids having a good time. I thought Mastodon was the loudest, but it turns out a pterodactyl's the loudest. So there's Mastodon, which is somewhat enthusiastic. And then she follows up with a very pink ranger, leaps in with Pterodactyl!
All right, then. It's morphin' time!
Love. Yeah. Like, this is my one big shot. Is this the audition? Is this the audition?
Pterodactyl!
I think Sabretooth Tiger was the tricky one.
Yeah, certainly. And sadly, one of them, the Green Ranger, who was like the most famous of all the Rangers. He was like a big, powerful Ranger, and he emerged to be the White Ranger, I think, and then he became like one of the. It was a big, massive plot twist in the early series. He sadly died recently. Jason David Frank. He died Saturday week. He played the Green Ranger and later the White Ranger on the popular children's TV show Power Rangers. He died on Saturday. He was 49 years of age. Sad memory there. Particularly for the Power Rangers fans.
Mastodon!
Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine.
Thanks, Grandad. 70,512. It's about to end now. Who are we? Signs, Justin Timberlake. The other fella, Snoop Dogg. Today FM playing the music you love. Literally, I was just about to take a bite of my Star Bar.
Yeah.
And I looked at the clock and there's 11 seconds left in the song. I'm like, oh, for... It's untouched. It's
open, but untouched.
It's pure. Untouched. Unsullied Star Bar we've got here. Lightly grazed by my incisors.
You were about to get stuck into that.
I was
thing.
About to horse into that. That was a good 4.5 inches of Star Bar.
Yeah.
I was 4.5 inches of Star Bar deep. And I looked and it said 11 seconds, 10, the 10 second, 9. I was like, oh, I'll have to put
You'll
that.
Never chew that in time. You gotta put it down.
I'll have to put that down now. Oh, my lovely Star Bar sitting over there. I'll come back to you in a minute, love. You hold tight. The gang's all here. And good day. Welcome on in. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP. Arlo Orman in the house. You all feeling good?
Yep.
Groovy.
Feeling nice?
Very nice.
Sure.
Here's a question for you.
It's a Star Bar, not just a Morrow.
Yeah, it is a Morrow, isn't it?
Does it have peanuts in it?
That's and a Morrow doesn't have peanuts in it, is it? But that's it. That's the only difference.
Well, a Morrow's also a Boost now.
Oh, yeah.
And what's a Picnic? And there's a Topic.
I think a Picnic's got a raisin in it.
It does, yeah.
They're all just mild variations on the same thing.
What's a Lion Bar then?
They're all the same. A Lion Bar? Mm. There you go. That's more of it.
That has wafer.
Right.
If Snickers, then similar. It's fairly similar. And then Topic. Topic is just smaller and richer. Yeah. Oh, God, I love a Topic. Whew. What are you having for the dinner tonight? Text us in. Chocolate bars. Do you remember the Fat Frog?
Do you remember Lager chocolate bars?
Do you remember what? Do you remember Tracker chocolate bars? Do you remember Tracker?
One a day for lunch at school.
Do you remember when they said that you're not allowed to eat, girls aren't allowed to eat Yorkies?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I stopped immediately.
Yeah, because you're not because you're not a man.
I'm a rule follower.
You're not up to it.
It's very important. You're not able for it.
I'm not, no.
Your girly little gums couldn't take it. good times. Chocolate. What have I got for you? The gang is all here. You can include me. I'm on Shaw in Kildare Town from Tomás. Good to have you, Tomás. We're talking about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the TV show. Mastodon! Pterodactyl!
All right, then. It's Morphin time! Dragon Sword!
Mastodon! Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
Yeah! When your powers combine, I am Captain Planet.
It's very similar, isn't it?
It is the similar vibe. Una's over there. She's got a kid's toy, like a dinosaur book, so we can actually hear them. Una?
Ray, this is my 4-year-old son's book. Really? This is a Tyrannosaurus.
I think we've got this book in our house as well. And my kids have found a little... Oh, should I have to get in touch with them now? So it's one of these books where you've got the book and then slightly protruding out behind the back of the book and to the side, there's a series of buttons down along the right-hand side. So then they say, like, the Tyrannosaurus Rex stomped into the forest. Push the button here, sort of thing. So much like I do, you DJ your book as you're reading it. But there's one of them. Una, will you go and listen to all of them and listen to them the whole way through? There's one of them that has, like, an error or a mistake in it in the recording. And of course my kids found it. So it goes whichever one, it's like the 7th or 8th one down. Una, try it for me. The 7th or 8th button down, and it goes like the regular roar. But at the end of it, there's a roar, a gap, and then it goes boop.
Fire the publisher.
And they started miming it, the boop. So they pushed the daddy, watch this. Boop. Sorry, we've got other ones there, Rudy.
This is a Stegosaurus.
One. That Stegosaurus sounded very like a Wookiee to my ear.
This is a Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl!
This is a Diplodocus.
I tell you what, you're a bit of a Diplodocus yourself, Rudy. Thank you very much, though, indeed. We do appreciate the business. Thanks for your input. Thanks for your texts, your WhatsApps. 0874 100 102. Have we done the roll call, then?
We did it, yeah.
Have we done it? Because
we did it.
Did we do it?
It's done.
We don't usually do it there.
I said on show.
Fool. You're a fool, man. You're a fool. I've got more on shows to do. Full roll call, then, coming up. 0874 100 102. I wanted to talk about as well. Instead, I started talking about the Power Rangers. Went off on a Mighty Morphin Power tangent. Let me talk about Hygge next. Aha, Take On Me, Today FM.
Are you chewing there? That's Aha, Take On Me, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Having DJs chewing Star Bars.
You know what?
Coffee.
I took that mouthful about 50 seconds ago and I'm still chewing. My apologies, Ireland. Now I know why they call them Star Bars. Because they are you're a Star Bar. You're a little Star Bar.
Is that all gone now?
No, I still have a bit left. Much smaller than they used to be, though. Mm. Smaller than I remember.
Ireland, good day. Play the music you love. It's Ray Foley for your Wednesday afternoon. Very good. Very good. You keep just testing you. Just making sure you're all working. Everything's working. 0874 100 102.
Still that roll call properly then. Ray here, JP there.
Yeah, I'm on show.
Orl Orman there.
On show.
Stephen on show. I met the original Red Ranger. This is on the subject of the Power Rangers who were saying,
Mastodon! Pterodactyl!
I met the original Red Ranger. Was he Billy? One of the nicest fellas you can ever meet, from Stephen in Cork. Stephen, I also met the original Red Ranger.
Did you?
I did, yeah. We had him in for something on the 6 o'clock show a few years ago. I'll never forget. I called him. I said I was such a big fan, and then on air, on the telly, I called him the wrong Power Ranger name. I think it was Billy on the show, and I called him something like Jason or Zach or something. And he had this look at this. When I said the wrong characters, it's not him, it's not his own name. I said his own name right, but whatever the character's name was, I think was Billy. And I said the wrong one. I said Jason. Jason was in my head, and I said Jason. Or vice versa. And the look of utter contempt on this Power Ranger's face.
He told straight away, this guy's faking it, not a real fan.
Complete fraud.
Well, I was kind of a fan, I liked it, but I wasn't like, I didn't have the posters or anything. He was disgusted with me. But he was a very nice man, Stephen in Cork, I agree. Hey Ray, I'd like to meet the guy who heard the dinosaurs all those millions of years ago and recorded them. Fair play to him. I was guessing he discovered... Well, I imagine it was... fair play to him. I'm guessing he discovered time travel, or was he the dude of the land that time forgot? Simply amazing, from Eric in Burt Hill on show. Eric, good to have you. No, it was actually audio recording dinosaurs that did it.
Right, okay. Sound technician dinosaurs.
Yeah, and what they did was they found the tapes.
Yeah, fossilized.
They excavated the tapes, yeah, okay. So... and I'm on show, Ray. I'd say you can smell the drink now. Your dry November is in the final stretch, from Christine. Christine, I tell you, we're nearly there. The finish line is in sight. I'm not going to lie, I haven't been a good boy for my dry November. I haven't been as dry as I would like.
A little bit damp.
And Phil sent us a voice note as well. 0874 100. If you ever want to record anything in for us, slap it on, I'll stick it on the radio. Hello, Phil!
On show, Foley.
Hello, Philip.
Can you please say a prayer for all the couriers in Ireland who are dealing with the Black Friday madness this week?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, brother, no love the show there, no? I will nonetheless say a prayer for you, for all of the couriers and the delivery men snowed under with Black Friday. I didn't go mad for Black Friday.
I didn't do anything for the...
I didn't buy a single thing.
No, I was pretty... There was nothing I needed. And that's what they say. If there's something you need, then sure, by all means, it's a bargain. But if it's not something, if you're only buying it for bargain's sake, don't buy it. You're just being silly. So, hygge, I was talking about. I was doing the hygge last night. Is that what's the pronunciation there?
Hygge.
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 Is this some Swedish thing?
Hygge.
You've read about this, haven't you?
Hygge.
Yeah.
Orla? Hygge?
Hygge.
Sure. I didn't realize it was hygge. I thought it was hygge. Hygge.
Hygge.
Yeah. Go on, what's yours? Your understanding of it, you know?
It's like a not quite a lifestyle, but it's kind of embodying coziness, isn't it?
Well done, yeah.
Thank you.
I think it's kind of Scandinavian, or is it more Denmark, sort of?
I think it might be Denmark.
Yeah, that neck of the woods. So when it's cold, you hunker down. Are you kidding me? You've never heard of this?
Hygge.
Hygge.
Is this a new thing or is this an old thing?
It's been around for years.
Yeah.
It sounds like it sells furniture, you know.
Maybe you've seen it written down because it's spelled...
it's IKEA. It's an IKEA brand. Yeah. Right.
It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E.
Yeah, Hygge.
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 Right.
And what you do is, around this time of year, you hibernate. You get your blankets and you cozy up and you make your room all nice and cozy, and you put on the low level lighting, or light some candles. I went you full hygge last night.
Hygge.
Hygge. Hey y'all, is anyone doing hygge this year, y'all?
I did buy a fluffy dressing gown from Dunn's that's fleece lined. Is that hygge?
Well, there you go.
Is that hygge?
You're doing the full hygge now. Chatting to the girl behind the counter in Dunn's. I'm going hygge.
What have you got in your hygge for me?
Hello, I'm feeling very hygge. Can you hygge me up there, y'all?
Come here, what's the hygge rating on your dressing gowns now?
It's a So it's when you get all cozy. And I lit a smelly candle even last night.
Ooh.
I've gone full Joe Malone. It wasn't Joe Malone. It was a candle we bought years ago we've never used. A Yankee candle.
Right, ooh. Yeah.
And it's called Christmas Smell or something like that. And it smelled very Christmassy. For kind of cinnamon and nutmeg and all those fragrances. It smelled like we'd put up the Christmas tree without ever putting up the Christmas tree. It was very effective. Yankee candles. Yeah. There's a big thing about, there's a deal on them or something at the moment as well. Home Store and More when they're gone,
I think so, yeah.
I think they do them, and that's where we got it. But I think we could have gotten it in summer, like in July, the Christmas smelly candle. They said there's a big deal. Please hold. I gotta get you the story here. You don't mind waiting, do you?
No, I'll hold the line. It's fine.
This is shoppers go wild for Yankee candles in home bargains as they snap up the budget buy. There's a deal on them. Hang on now. There's nothing that gets you in the mood for the festive season more than the smell of Christmas filling the rooms in your home. The smell of Christmas. So it's a little surprise that shoppers have been going wild after spotting Christmas-scented Yankee candles. For bargain prices. Oh, this is a UK story. Home Bargains. Are you familiar with Home Bargains? Are they a shop that you're aware of?
It's a UK brand. It's a
Home Store. Or they're similar to Home Store and More anyway. And the fragrances you can... Some of the fragrances you can get. Snowflakes and sleigh rides.
Lovely, yeah.
I love the smell of them.
I love the smell of a snowflake.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like it.
Reindeer treats.
Not a euphemism. Jeez, they've left reindeer treats all over the lawn. Are you going out with the little spade, are you?
I tell you what, don't set fire to that, whatever you do.
It won't burn.
What's the last one? Is it? Sorry, it's tiny writing. Candy cane forest.
Ah, here.
Who set the candy cane... Who put a match to the candy cane forest? It's ablaze.
Ray Foley.
Someone call the emergency services. Are those helicopters with the big buckets of water hanging out of them? Someone set the candy cane forest on fire. All right, stick around. I'm going to play some Lizzo and Superman Lovers on the way for you.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Lizzo and To Be Loved. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ah, yes, Ireland. Good day. Ray Foley on for Wednesday. JP's here.
Right here, Ray.
Orla Orman's there.
Hi.
And we're feeling great. Ray, I always get a childish kick out of asking the Yankee Candle store people if they have a candle that smells like teen spirit. From Carl. Yeah, very pungent, very full-on scent from the Yankee candles. I lit ours last night, and only upon lighting it did I read a number of articles saying that it's really not good for you to be lighting candles in your house because the toxins or the smoke or the... It's not good for you, yeah. Yeah, if you look it up, they say that it's generally unhealthy for humans.
But I always have a candle on the go. It's so nice.
Explains it so much, doesn't it? Explains so much. Now we know.
Sure, she's off her rocker every day.
She's crazed. Yeah. Whatever she's sniffing every night when she goes home. Yankee candles. And yeah, some of the names on them are ridiculous. Someone texted to say that I should check out the list of names of Yankee candles, that the names that they've come up with. Well, a couple of the ones that we read there were absolutely crazy. Which brings us to...
Yankee or... Mankey.
Oh.
So Yankee is a real Yankee candle scent, and right. Mankey is a fake one.
This is kind of like the, didn't you do one of these before about the paints?
Paints? I've done real or fake horse names.
Horses.
That's phony or pony.
I don't remember you doing one about is it Pharaoh and Ball or Faladin Ball?
Could have been, maybe.
Little and Large.
They have crazy names as well, yeah.
The types of paints, the posh paint. Right, okay. Sorry, so what are we doing? Sorry, guess the Yankee candle.
Yeah, I've got a list of scent names here for candles. You have to guess if they're real Yankee candle scents, are they Yankee, or if they're fake, I've just made them up, they're Mankey. You are playing head
Yankee
to head.
Or Mankey?
Yankee or Mankey.
Okay.
Ray, you go first. Angel's wings.
The smell of angel's wings.
We all know that smell.
You take a lighter.
Yeah.
You hold it next to the angel's wings.
You get an angel in a headlock. You set, you're never going to fly again when I'm done with you.
Hold still. Yeah. You're furiously flicking the lighter. Flick.
This one's out of gas. Give me another one.
Quick. He's getting away.
Angel's wings, Ray. Real or fake? Yankee
I would say... I'm not familiar with the full list. I would say it's real.
You're correct.
I knew that one.
What?
I had a mini version of that one.
You had angel's wings?
I did, yeah.
You smelled it, you sniffed it?
Yeah.
What's it smell like?
Is it kind of sweet? Vanilla-y.
Vanilla?
Yeah.
kind of like cotton sheets. Isn't the cotton sheets one of the people's?
Oh, that's a nice
one. Guys, can we respect the quiz?
Sorry,
respect the quiz.
Orla, riding mower. So like a ride-on lawnmower. Riding mower. Yankee or Mankey? What do you think?
Yankee.
It's real.
Is it real?
It's not.
Is it the smell of like fresh cut grass? Yeah,
it is.
So fresh,
exactly.
Fresh cut grass and diesel.
Yeah.
Ray.
Shoot.
Yankee or Mankey? Was that you?
That's Mankey.
Correct. It is.
Well not done. Real. Okay.
Two for two. Orla. Caramelized onions.
Mankey.
Also correct. Well done. Ray. Nature's paintbrush.
Oh, what would nature's paintbrush, like pine cones?
Oh, could be, yeah.
And maybe the smell of
a meadow.
A meadow or beeswax.
You're two for two here. You're on a
from a tree.
Yeah. Is it Yankee or is it Mankey?
Nature's paintbrush.
Yeah.
I'd say it's definitely a Yankee candle.
You're correct.
Oh.
Three out of three. Orla, is this Yankee or Mankey?
Mmm, bacon.
I'm going to say Yankee.
It is an American brand, like Yankee Candles. Is there an action
spell? It's real. She's done it again.
How
are you very good at this?
Can we get that? Can we get
bacon.
It and light it? That would be amazing.
We'll
instead of actually
over.
Cooking rashers, we just buy the candle instead.
Come on, guys. Let's respect,
respect the quiz.
Ray, over to you. Cupid's Goosebumps. Yankee or Mankey? Cupid's
what
Goosebumps.
What would Cupid's Goosebumps
what
smell
do angels'
like?
Wings sound, smell like? I mean, nobody knows.
What would Cupid's Goosebumps smell like? Talc?
Could be.
Sort of a cottony, sort of light vanilla, peachy would
like
be the
baby skin, yeah.
Peachy baby skin.
Yeah. I need an answer, by the way.
Excuse me, can I smell your baby? Why? I'm making a Yankee candle and I just want to check. So I just want to check something. Yeah, go ahead. Cupid's
Goosebumps.
Cupid's Goosebumps. I'd say it's not. I'd say it's fake.
Four out of four. This is ridiculously easy. Orla Ormond, just a couple left to go. Mm-hmm. A child's wish. A child's wish.
A child's wish.
I like the use of the word wish.
Yeah.
A child's what?
Wish. Yankee or Mankey, please give me an answer.
Yankee.
Oh my God. Nobody's got a wrong answer so
what
far.
What does a child's wish smell
I
like?
I have no idea.
My dreams.
So I want to smell bacon. And a child's wish. This adult's wish is to smell bacon.
Ray, this is for you to get 5 out of 5
there
in the
go.
Most compelling quiz on Irish radio. Is it Yankee or Mankey? Firm handshake. Firm handshake. Hey, listen.
It could smell like aftershave.
Nature's
like
paintbrush was real. Bacon is real.
Yeah.
Nate, go on.
Was bacon the follow-up single from Hanson? bacon. Dug-a-da-ba-doom. Bacon. I would say firm handshake. It could be real, but I'm guessing it's wrong.
You're gone. It's 5 out of 5.
Thank
you're
you very much
again.
Indeed. Thank
and
you.
Orla Ormond
for the draw.
Do not let us down.
Ooh, I'm nervous.
We've had 9 correct answers on the spin. Your last one is Yankee or Mankey, Mantown.
Mantown.
Two separate words.
Mantown.
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 Or man. I want to take it to Mantown. You know what this room needs?
Hop
the
in.
Smell of Mantown.
Hop in. Brake squealing. Door opening.
We're heading to Mantown.
Window rolling down.
What does Mantown smell like? I'm going to say Mankey.
Not real, is it?
Yeah.
Orla!
It's Yankee! Oh my God!
Is it a real candle? Is it?
It's 5-4.
Are you joking me?
You win, Ray.
Mantown is a real smell.
It's a real smell.
I also want to smell that. I am the champion. I'm the winner. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Orla.
Thanks.
I beg your pardon. I didn't even know.
It's just because the two of you share a brain.
I didn't know. I didn't even know. So we're ordering on the website then, are we?
Yeah. Bacon.
So bacon.
Mantown.
bacon. Mantown.
Cupid's Goosebumps. No, that was fake.
No, Cupid's Goosebumps was fake.
A child's wish.
A child's wish.
Write them all down for the order. Get to the FM to pay for it. And we'll be sniffing them next week. Now here's bacon from Mantown. No, it's the Superman Lovers and Starlight. Starlight, is that a smell as well? I think it is. You're on to the AFM. This Krypton Will.i.am, that's called Hall of Fame. You're on today, FM. Hello, Ray Foley's My Name. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week.
Happy hump day. Feeling humpy myself. Oh, I've got the hump.
Aileen's over there. She's carving up for the broadcast. It has to be. Aileen, we were chatting there about a star bar earlier. First star bar in a while, it has to be said. The first star bar of the season. And it was wondrous. It was a wonderful thing. And then, of course, the discussion then centred around boost bars and Morrow bars.
Topics.
Lion bars.
Picnics.
Etc. Aileen, shoot.
Hey, guys. I just got a boost when I was in the shop because I was listening to you.
Is a boost has a raisins in it, is it?
No. You don't got no raisins in a boost.
I've never
boosted.
Boost
is a Morrow.
What's a Morrow then?
Well, a Morrow is a boost.
Sorry, Aileen, we digress.
So I said I'd go and get a boost, and then I also got a double decker, so I'm going all out today.
Jesus, Aileen. Calm down, will you? It's not even December yet, you lunatic. Jesus, people will talk. Aileen, you've just walked out of that newsagent's, and the two girls behind the counter are like, see your woman.
The one there with the two
she took a second bar. The greedy bee. Sorry, Aileen, I digress.
And love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling. And dinosaurs as well. Someone wanted to hear the, wasn't it Una that sent in the sound effects from her kid's book? Yeah, very nice.
Ray, this is my 4-year-old son's book.
Okay.
This is a Tyrannosaurus.
That's what a Tyrannosaurus Rex sounds like, do you know that? Yeah. Now you know. Someone wanted to hear that again, so there you go, you're welcome. Actually, isn't there, Are there dinosaurs living in Kilkenny? Did you see this?
Oh, right, yeah.
I was reading about that. My wife was reading about this the other night. That there's a dinosaur, like full-grown, full-fledged dinosaurs. I don't know what happened. Were they excavating amber and they found some dinosaur DNA in blood, in a vial of mosquito.
Somehow it got activated, yeah.
No, they drilled in and they brought it into the lab.
Did they extract DNA, right?
Extracted the DNA and then in the holes the DNA were filled. And no expenses spared. I don't know what it is, but it's Jurassic Park in Kilkenny is what they're calling it. Does anyone know about this? 0874 100 102. No expenses spared.
Is that Richard Attenborough?
It's the Attenborough brother, yeah. And this lad as well. Who's this? This is the your man, the baguette fella. Have you seen him?
Yep.
There's two baguette stories in the news today. One is crumbs. UN puts French baguette on cultural heritage list. This is much like the champagne being on the UNESCO heritage list. So champagne can only be made in the region of Champagne. Blaz can only be made in Waterford. Again, a UNESCO. I think the Blaz are protected now, aren't they? Am I being stupid there? Crumbs, UN, this is the baguette, is now being placed on the cultural heritage list. The humble French baguette is being added to the list of intangible cultural heritage as a cherished tradition to be preserved by humanity. UNESCO experts gathered in Morocco this week. And they were like, lads, baguettes.
Gotta sort it out.
Yay or nay? Decided that the simple French flute, made only from flour, water, salt and yeast, deserves UN recognition. Yeah, the independent website is describing it as a French flute. Speaking of flutes, then, there's this fella.
Ah, come on, he's lovable.
Irishman in Qatar announces that he is a baguette on French television. An Irishman is going viral following his performance in Qatar this week, although it's down to his language skills rather than his talent on the pitch. The as-yet unidentified Irishman crashed a live French television broadcast from outside a Qatari stadium to make an announcement. Now, it's French television. There's a French TV reporter. He's got a French microphone with a spaffle on it in a French supporter, a French fan's face. The French fan is in the middle of chatting, and clearly the two Irish boys... Was one of them wearing an Offaly jersey again?
One of them
again?
In the background wearing an Offaly shirt, well represented.
How many Offaly people are in Qatar? It's crazy. We were talking to a family who were from Offaly, wearing the Offaly jersey just the other night at a different game. Anyway, so they're interviewing this French lad outside the stadium. He's speaking in French, and the two bucks in the background, one of them sticks his head in and exclaims... Hang on, go on.
Je suis une baguette.
Je suis un baguette. This lad is clear. Is it an Irish jersey he's wearing?
It isn't, DJ.
He couldn't be any more Irish.
He's delighted.
Irish fella on holidays, if he tried. So there's one lad there holding some sort of a finger thing. What's this? Is this...
Oh, yeah, the old sponge finger. Yeah, that's...
You got a sponge finger here.
It's a must-have, yeah.
And then you got...
Je suis un baguette.
It's the look on his face.
At the once he's delivered the line, je suis un baguette, because clearly the lads were like, go on, do the line. The minute he's delivered it, he's clearly thrilled with himself. Absolutely chuffed and delighted. He has a look of like, lads, I did it. I can't believe I did it. And he walks out of the shot then.
Je suis un baguette.
Il est irlandais, il est chaud là, il est red.
And the French fella says something along the lines of, that lad's crazy.
That Irish lad is wasted, yeah.
Yeah, never mind French flute. That's more of an Irish flute walking out of the shot there. Who is he? Can we get him?
Who?
If you know him or who is he, text us and tell us. Band-Aid, this is Today FM.
It's Christmas time.
Band-Aid, do they know it's Christmas? This is Today FM. Play the music you love.
It's Christmas, it's holiday season.
Je suis un baguette.
And don't forget, if you like your Christmas songs, hop on the Today FM app for Christmas hits. Swipe over to call out Christmas hits if you want back-to-back Christmas tunes, all presented by Santa Claus himself. Download the Today FM app, you can get it all. Up at the very top, all the stations are there. You can swipe over and listen to your Christmas tunes. Yeah, this lad, the baguette lad, in Qatar, outside the stadium on French television.
Je suis un baguette.
Clearly, leave insert honours French. French is strong point. He's just back from Erasmus. And he has to jump on French television.
Je suis un baguette.
And let the entire Irish nation down while he's at it.
We found the Woo guy from the Late Late Toy Show, and yeah, we found the awfully wearing jersey people in Qatar. Will we find the baguette guy?
Does anyone know the baguette guy? If you do, text us or WhatsApp us or have him get in touch with us. 0874 100102.
Je suis un baguette.
Who is that messer? We need to identify him and talk to him. Hold him to account. Hold his feet to the fire. 0874 100102. And on the subject of dinosaurs, yeah, dinosaurs are occupying Kilkenny. You see this? The dinosaurs are in New Park Hotel, lads, from Adam. And that's all I got, is it? Yeah. So I've got a... let me call my dinosaur guy, actually.
You got a dinosaur guy? Incredible.
Bear with, you'll have to bear with. It's ringing. This is Luke. Luke, my dino guy. It's still ringing,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Hello, how's it going?
Is that Luke?
It is indeed.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm not too bad, and yourself, Ray?
I'm only all right. Luke, I'm all the better for talking to you, though, because you're my dino guy. You're a dinosaur ranger. Dinosaur head ranger.
I am indeed. I am indeed. It's a job that comes with a lot of responsibility when caring about dinosaurs.
I can only imagine. And you're wrangling dinosaurs in Kilkenny at the moment. Can you talk us through? This is at the New Park Hotel, a Jurassic New Park, as it's known. What kind of dinosaurs are there?
So, starting off on the easy end of things there now, we have a couple of plant eaters like our Triceratops, our Stegosaurus, that are absolutely enormous Brachiosaurus there now. They're pretty gently, you know, easy enough to lure around the place with a few good leaves. But I'm telling you, Ray, the Velociraptor and the T-Rex are a different story when it comes to wrangling altogether.
Well, I can imagine. So you've got T-Rexes and Velociraptors. We've got some familiarity, I suppose, given all the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World films that have been on through the years. We'd have some, like, for instance, with the Velociraptors, they're a pack hunters, and they've got that sharp claw, don't they, Luke?
They do indeed. They're also wickedly clever. Our raptor, she's always trying to figure out ways out of her enclosure, so it keeps us on our toes.
Is she testing the wires? Isn't that what they do? In the Jurassic Park, the first one, they were testing. They're testing the enclosure.
She is indeed. And she's very good electrician.
That's good to hear, actually. She's a spark, so she can wire a plug while she's at it. Tell us, these are all a dinosaur display, or like they're sort of models or statues of dinosaurs, and there's a whole range of them at Jurassic New Park.
There is indeed. We've got five species of life-size animatronic dinosaurs here, along with other attractions here, like our playground, go-karts, and some farm animals too.
Okay, so they move then, they're animatronic, so they do move, there is movement, is there?
Oh, they do move and they do roar.
Jeez, you need to be very careful then around them, Luke, I'd be worried.
We're all professionals here, don't you worry, Ray. We make sure to keep our arms and legs outside of the enclosures.
And what do you do while you're there? If people are visiting, do people get to meet you? Do you show them around and tell them what dinosaurs used to do or what their habitats and lifestyles were like?
I do indeed. So we've actually recently opened up a theatre area where we put on our Dino Den shows. And here I teach them about the dinosaurs we have in the park, along with showing them real life fossils that I've collected over the years as well, telling them how these amazing animals used to live and used to hunt as well.
Oh, wow. Someone was earlier on, they had a book of dinosaur sounds, right? A book of sounds. Yeah. So, and then someone made the pretty astute observation, actually, it has to be said, that they were like, how did they ever get the sounds of the how do they know what dinosaurs would sound like? I suppose as a dinosaur expert yourself, Luke, and the head dinosaur ranger at Jurassic New Park. Maybe we can play some dinosaur sounds for you and you could identify what the dinosaur is in each case. Could you try that for us?
I'd be delighted to write it.
Okay, right. He sounds enthusiastic anyway.
I mean, there's no way of telling how the dinosaur sounded. It's all guesswork.
Well, the man's an expert. How dare you?
Well, I know that.
Cast aspersions. Right. I've got a number of dinosaurs here. Let me see. I'll try and get a good one for you first. All right, here we go. Ready? Here's your first dinosaur, Luke. Tell me what the breed is. What dinosaur is that, Luke?
Now, that is a heck of a roar, and I'm going to take a wild guess and say that because of the might of that, that would be the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It sure is! The man knows his beans! He knows his dino beans! Right, let's try another one. Come on. Have a listen. This is the dinosaur head ranger, Luke O'Connell, at Jurassic New Park, at the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny. Tell us this one.
Now, there we go. So that sounds like an airborne animal. So I'm going to guess that is one of the pterodactyls or the pterosaurs, possibly.
He's right! It's a pterodactyl!
This guy is good.
Pterodactyl! All right, let's go again. Jeez, he's good. Jeez, he's very good, isn't he? He's very good.
Keep them coming. They're delighted. Right.
Here we go. Have a listen to this one. Tell me if you can see what this dinosaur is. Any ideas what dinosaur that is?
Well, that sent a shiver down my spine there. I was working with one this morning. I believe that is a velociraptor.
It sure is! It's a velociraptor!
I thought this guy was going to fall on his face. But it's three out of three.
Oh, gee, the man's an expert. He's an expert. Okay, one more. We'll do one more, Luke.
One more.
I'll be delighted to.
One more. See if you can identify this well-known dinosaur. You ready?
I am indeed.
I'm showing my age. It was in the 1960s.
How did that get in there? Come on now.
I'll play it again.
I'm showing my age. It was in the 1960s.
I don't know how that got in there. It was very embarrassing.
Another ancient creature.
I'll try one more. Hang on. Here we go. What's that one?
That's tricky.
That is
tricky. Now, that sounds a lot like a rattling frill to me, so I'm going to have to guess, and that would be the highly venomous Dilophosaurus.
Yes! There's no stopping him. He's unstoppable. That's what he said. Listen, man, you're a great sport. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. It's called Jurassic New Park, and it's open now, and you can go and meet Luke O'Connell, the dinosaur head ranger at the New Park Hotel, at Jurassic New Park at the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny. Thanks so much, sir. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much, Ray. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All the best. Bye. Joke. Stick around, cash machines out of the way. How's that going to get there? It certainly was weird. It went weird there, didn't it? It just went weird.
The quiz was going so well.
Over 76,000 euro on the Today FM Christmas cash machine. Barry's making the call for us in a couple of minutes. We've got Beyonce next.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
On The Last Word, people on the
I'm building my own foundation, yeah.
Beyonce, Bury My Soul, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. So much love coming in on texts on 0874 100 102. For Luke O'Connell, we were talking to Luke a few minutes ago. He's a dinosaur expert and the head dino ranger at Jurassic New Park, which is like a whole dino exhibit tour activity adventure at a hotel in Kilkenny, the New Park Hotel in Kilkenny. And he's the dino ranger that you'll meet there if you go along to the hotel. It sounds fabulous. And P.S. Something to do while they're off. Something to do for the Christmas holidays. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? This will shut them off for an hour and a half. Now, there's a man who loves his job from Lors. Ray, my son James is so into dinosaurs that I actually got all of those sounds myself. LOL from Sandra. Sandra, I won't lie, I was listening to the sound effects earlier and I got all of them as well.
I would have got T-Rex and that's about it.
Just off the... Because it's the sounds... Most of them are from the Jurassic Park films, is it?
Yeah.
And my 10-year-old just got them all. So if Luke is looking for an assistant, he's available for work from Aaron. Aaron, I suggest you get in touch with the hotel. Thousands of euro up for grabs, over 76 grand.
Today FM's Christmas cash machine.
Jimmy, whirl in the middle. This is Today FM. Hey, music you love, Ireland. Hello there. Good afternoon and welcome all. Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm addled. Another winner on the cash machine, 76,512 euro and 48 cents. Congratulate, wasn't Sinead?
Sinead, yeah.
Sinead in Killarney, winning herself 76,512 euro, 48 cents. And we'll have another cash machine total for you after half four right here on Today FM with Mr. Cooper on The Last Word. Also, meantime,
Je suis un baguette.
The Je suis un baguette lad in Qatar. JP has been messaging him on socials, on DMs, is it?
I've had a number of people text into the show and a name checks out. So the number of people have mentioned the same name.
Right.
So I've insted this guy and I'm now trying to twist the baguette guy's arm to take
it
a call.
But is it him though? I mean, is he confirmed that it's him?
Judging by his messages to me, it's this guy.
It is. So we've at least found the Je suis un baguette guy. This is an Irish lad outside the stadium in Qatar at the World Cup, either last night or in the last couple of nights, on French television. He jumps in, interrupts the French conversation, the interview that's happening live on telly, and he says,
Je suis un baguette.
Clearly Irish, having a great old time.
He's trying to keep the head down at the moment. Oh, hang on, I've got digits, right? I've just got digits.
Give me the number.
Hand over the phone.
Give me the number.
Literally, just there. Because I'm going to read through all the messages and me trying to convince him and cajole him, because he's like, oh God, it's blowing up. It's gone crazy. We'll keep the name secret for the moment anyway.
All right. Okay.
It's his call as to whether he reveals his name. But sure, everyone knows his face now anyway.
He's a good looking boy.
He is.
I'll try and put him on two there. Is it start with 00 then, is it?
Should do, yep.
I don't know if this is going to work.
Okay. We're relying on international connections right now.
Mm-hmm. It's two. I'm trying to put it on. Nothing happening there?
Oh, is that ringing? I think that's the connection noise.
It's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Is that Baguette Boy?
Something like that, I think. Yeah, there's something going on the internet today or something. I'm not sure, though.
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, Je suis un baguette.
No, I couldn't do that. Nothing is going to come good of this interview, JP.
No, this is Ray. This is Ray. You're live. You're actually live on air.
So don't swear.
Don't say anything that'll upset the
nation any further.
I was going to say you've let us down. You went out. When was it? Was it last night or was it the night before? When was it?
It was Saturday night. Five of us drove up from Dubai on Friday. We did a France-Denmark game and, yeah, so we came out and saw an opportunity and the timing was impeccable, though.
Are there millions of views? JP checked it a few minutes ago.
It was 2.5 million views on Twitter almost at the moment. Yeah.
It's mental. My phone has been hopping.
What? Like, I can't even do a day of work here, like.
Do you mind me asking what your name is, or do you want to keep it confidential?
Sure, everybody knows, like, Eddie is my own name.
Eddie, pleasure. How are you? Ray is my... What do you do? Are you working in Dubai? Is it, or what are you doing?
Yeah, working in Dubai. So, moved out here in April of 2021, and working here for Amazon. And I'm actually in Saudi Arabia at the moment, so... We drove through Saudi Arabia on Friday, through Saudi Arabia back, and on Sunday it flew here on Monday.
Wow.
It's been mad.
What is downtime? Well, clearly you're enjoying yourself on Saturday night. In general, though, do you get to socialise much or go out much and enjoy yourself?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every weekend.
Oh, really? Okay. Because, you know, there's this image, or at least of these countries where, you know, there's no drinking, there's no socialising. You got to mind your P's and Q's and don't break the law.
Saudi Arabia, yeah, for sure. But Dubai is full of Irish, and everyone is teachers. And, yeah, I mean, there's a brunch on every weekend. There's hurling, there's football. Shout out to Dubai Celts there. it's a great place to live, and obviously it's a bit of better weather than what you have in Ireland, but you definitely miss Ireland as well. You miss the 15 aside and you miss the sports as well,
and the baguettes. I imagine you miss the cuisine de France.
You'd miss your Parisian, like, you know, the big rolls, the chicken fillet rolls, like,
the jumbo breakfast roll, chicken fillet roll, and the odd jambon in the deli. Where are you from?
From Limerick.
All right, okay. And have you heard from home, or like mammy and daddy been in touch, or anybody else been in touch?
My mother is disgusted. She doesn't get it, like, you know. But she's like, and you know, she's seen all this stuff online. And, you know, I need to make RTE News, though. That'll be the pinnacle now.
I beg your pardon. You've made Today FM in the afternoon. How dare you? How dare you? Scurril. Not only have you insulted us with your Je suis baguette.
Je suis un baguette.
Now you've insulted us by saying you want to get an RTE. I'm devastated.
Did you actually do the French in the Leaving Cert, Eddie, or not?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my French teacher there, yeah. It's Mary Power. She got me through my Leaving Cert there.
She's disowning you. Not only is your mother disowning you, your French teacher is going to want no bar of you either.
100%. I'm so funny, Scott Paul. I've blackened them.
Do you need to have other languages working for Amazon in Dubai, or what's your line of work?
I'm in engineering, so we build the fulfillment centers and delivery stations here in the Middle East. In Dubai and UAE, not really. Raw expats, so English is kind of commonly used, but here in Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And like Arabic is the native tongue.
It's the other language.
It is challenging. But we have, you know, we've a full team here who are bilingual. I'm not bilingual.
Well, you've got a little bit of the French, but aside from that, well, listen, man, thanks so much. Is there anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to? Obviously to Mammy. Fingers crossed she let you back in.
Are you home for Christmas?
Are you coming home or what?
Flying home on the 18th of December. So looking forward to seeing everybody and having a proper pint of Guinness, because it's pretty terrible over here in Dubai. I'm not even available in South.
You'll be signing autographs and taking selfies once you come home.
I'm telling you, nothing good can come from this interview.
Not at all. It's all a bit of crack. It'll be blown over again in another couple of days. Listen, mate, can we get a live rendition of it for you before we let you go?
I knew you'd ask me, lad.
Yeah, go on.
All right, just
we oon begin. Eddie, you absolute legend. Listen, stay safe and happy Christmas. Many happy returns.
Cheers. Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's 9 to 12 degrees. Today FM News, more in the last word at 4:30.
Am I feuding with Kieran Cuddihy now? Is this...
Have things turned sour, have they?
Well, I don't know if it's a feud or what it is, but of course I've been talking about how beautiful Cuddihy is, and I'm fine with that.
That's been your position for ages, but you're fine with that.
I don't have an emotional reaction in any way to Kieran Cuddihy's beauty.
Honestly, he doesn't, folks.
I know, I'm fine.
Even
I see a photograph of him.
You look fine.
On my own, and it's a cool cam... dispassionate observation that he's a good looking man. Yeah. That's it.
You're fine,
but now he's after tagging me on his social medias. I'm stepped up a notch now. Yeah, where he says, "No run today, Ray Foley, so you'll have to settle for this. Sorry." And he's gone and taken a selfie photograph of himself in the mirror.
A sexy selfie.
Now, any other man, I would judge that. Look at the Cuddihy, you go in and take a photograph of yourself in the mirror. But Kieran Cuddihy, that's a whole other matter. Ray Foley. He's a beaut. a dish. He's a dish with a side of Parmesan fries. All right, kick ass. On post prize to give away. Next, this is Today FM. My mama told me when I was young. Hey, right track, baby, Lady Gaga, Born This Way. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Je suis un baguette.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Lots of love coming in for Eddie from Limerick, Baguette Boy, who was in Qatar on French television.
Je suis un baguette.
People generally just saying he's a legend. Fair play to him. Fingers crossed his mammy lets him home for Christmas. Go on, Eddie, a legend from William. Nobody can escape the Big Show from Michal. We haven't called ourselves the Big Show.
No, we're not a Big Show. We just track people down. We're like the FBI, right?
We haven't been called the Big Show since 2010. That's back when I was the king of the afternoons. Ray, you're losing your touch. Neither Baguette Boy nor Dinosaur Guy, Gobble Gobble Guy, said love the show. But hey, Ray, I love the show. Hey. A from Rose. And that's the life. Young, overseas, famous, and having the crack. Love the show. Hey. A from Jerry. Yeah, just listening to him like, yeah, I'm over here building fulfillment centres for Amazon. I've been to Dubai, was it Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Living the life, having a great time. And making French national television and around the world going viral with
Je suis un baguette.
Eddie. Get out. Lots of love. We've got an amazing prize to give away, actually. We could send you over to join Eddie if you wanted. With OnPus connecting people all over the world this Christmas, OnPus want to send you to reconnect with a loved one anywhere in the world. Every day this week, you can win flights to anywhere in the world with spending money up to the value of €1,000. You'll also receive a bumper OnPus Christmas hamper, including the booklets of brand new Christmas stamps, as well as Christmas gift boxes and bags. Because OnPus want you to send from the heart, making it easy for everyone to connect this Christmas. The Christmas stamps available in booklets of 20 across the nation's 900 post offices. Send a gift, send a card, send a letter, and get one of the new stamps from OnPus. Right, let's look after you. Are we getting? We're doing the deliveries, is it?
Yeah, we got to get into the van again, right?
Oh, mother! Getting in the kit. Let me get in the van.
Yeah,
am I driving or are you driving?
You could drive today.
Get in.
Go on.
Hop in. You hop in there.
Get 8 points in your license for that. Is that clean?
You say nothing. Keep saying it. All right. Say no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Oh, I like a road trip.
Try and identify where it is we're driving around and text in the answer to us. It's Fierce Central.
It's all in your delivery, right?
It sounds like I'm in a van.
Come here, are we in Roscommon or are we in Westmeath? That's always up for sort of discussion, isn't it? This place.
Oh, it's a town, is it?
Correct.
So this town we're in, right?
Yeah.
I think I can just about see Loch Ree from here.
Right.
We were talking about this place yesterday.
Were we?
Yep.
Is this Bresi country or is that Mullingar?
Well, so it's not Mullingar then, is it?
It's catching on in real time.
You haven't said where. It doesn't say here
it
is.
On the sheet in front of you. There.
All right, okay. It is very central then. I mean, it couldn't get any more central. Yeah. And doesn't RTE have a big mast there as well?
I think rugby hero Robbie Henshaw, he's from this neck of the woods as well.
Very good. You've got enough. You've got sufficient cluage there. 0874-100-102. Where are we? What town in the Midlands? The very central town. 0874-100-102. Text your answer along with your name and where you're from, and we'll put you in to win. Ed Sheeran, this is Today FM. Tonight, it could go either way. The White Stripes and Seven Nation Army, you're on Today FM, Ireland's greatest radio station. Playing the music you love. Are we going to the van again?
Yeah.
Up in the van.
Fired up there.
Up in the van. You close over the door.
I'll get mine.
Close the door there.
Yeah. I'll reach across here and close
just
the other
just
one.
Close that. Pull that over.
And get the van.
Thank you. We're doing deliveries in the OnPus van today, and we've got a kick-ass prize to give away. A kick-ass prize. With OnPus connecting people all over the world this Christmas, they want to send you to reconnect with a loved one anywhere in the world. Flights to anywhere you like, with spending money to the value of €1,000 total. We've also got a bumper OnPus Christmas hamper, loads of goodies in there. It's where? Big phone call. We're driving around a very centrally located, like nationally central, located town. It's ringing. A town. in Ireland.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Gemma?
Is that Gemma?
It is.
Gemma, hello. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. I'm actually in the van, actually. I'm not calling from Today FM. I'm calling from the Unpost van.
Oh, well, Ray, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Are you in a van yourself or a car or a vehicle of some kind?
Well, a car, yeah, a car.
Okay, that's fine. Fair enough. Are you on the Bluetooth or the handset?
We're just on the old-fashioned handset, yeah.
Fair enough. I'll allow it. Who's with you?
I'm on my own. I'm just waiting for my husband. He's finishing work in a minute.
What's his name?
Brian.
And what's Brian's line of work?
Revenue.
Oh, my God.
Oh, one second, please. One second.
Raymond.
Revenue.
The word I dread to hear.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Ah, well, look at...
I'm sure somebody has to do it.
Somebody has to win it.
It was good fun up to this point, anyway.
Everything was going fine. Yeah, everything was going to be... Everything was going grand. Where are you? Are you in Dublin or where are you?
In Kilkenny.
In Kilkenny, very good. Come here. We're driving around to town. We gave you all the clues a couple of minutes ago. Where is the town?
It's Athlone.
Yeah, it is Athlone! Well done! Yay! Yes! Well done. Yeah, we're driving around Athlone. So for you, and to a lesser extent, Brian, specifically for you, really, Gemma, we've got flights to anywhere in the world with spending money to the value of €1,000 for you, madam. Well done.
Brilliant. Lovely. Thanks, Ray. Brilliant.
You're welcome. And we've also got a bumper Unpost Christmas hamper, including the booklets of brand new Christmas stamps, as well as Christmas gift boxes and bags. Will you be sending Christmas cards? Will you be sending Christmas cards to this year?
Oh, we will. We'll be sending them. My parents are in Offaly, and we'll be sending them to my sister. Yep, all over.
All over. Well, we can make those connections as well. Listen, thanks so much for taking our call. Thanks for listening.
Lovely. Oh, and Ray.
Yes?
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, madam. Happy Christmas! I don't even have time for this. BTS and Dynamite. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. BTS and Dynamite Today FM. We're out of time, unfortunately. Matt Cooper's on the way next, though, thank God, to rescue this operation. We're back on from 2. Have a lovely evening.
In some parts of Ireland, it rains 200.